John, chapter 7. And after these things Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the feast of the Jews, the feast of tabernacles, was at hand. His brothers therefore said to him, Depart from here, and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see your works which ye do. For no man does anything in secret, and himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, manifest yourself to the world. For even his brothers did not believe on him. Jesus therefore says to them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world can't hate you, but me it hates, because I testify of it, that its works are evil. You go up to the feast, I do not go up to this feast, because my time is not yet fulfilled. And having said these things, he stayed in Galilee, but when his brothers went up to the feast, then he went up also, not publicly, but as it were in secret. The Jews therefore sought him at the feast, and said, Where is he? And there was much murmuring among the multitudes concerning him. Some said, He is a good man, but others said, Not so, but he leads the multitude astray. Yet no man spoke openly of him for fear of the Jews, but when the feast was already halfway through, Jesus went up into the temple, and taught. The Jews therefore marveled, saying, How does this man know letters, having never learned? Jesus therefore answered them, and said, My teaching is not mine, but is that sent me. If any man wills to do his will, he will know of the teaching, whether it is of God, or whether I speak from myself. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of him who sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Has not Moses given you the law? And yet none of you does the law. Why do you seek to kill me? The multitude answered, You have a demon, who seeks to kill you? Jesus answered and said to them, I did one work, and all of you marvel because of it. Moses has given you circumcision not that it is of Moses, but of the fathers and on the Sabbath you circumcise a man. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me, because I made a man every bit whole on the Sabbath? Do not judge according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Some therefore of them of Jerusalem said, Isn't this he whom they seek to kill? And look, he speaks openly, and they say nothing to him. Can it be that the rulers indeed know that this is the Christ? Nevertheless, we know this man from where he is, but when the Christ comes, no one knows from where he is. Jesus therefore cried in the temple, teaching and saying, You both know me, and know from where I am, and I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you don't know. I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me. They sought therefore to take him, and no man laid his hand on him, because his hour was not yet come. But of the multitude many believed on him, and they said, When the Christ will come, will he do more signs than those which this man has done? The Pharisees heard the multitude murmuring these things concerning him, and the chief priests and the Pharisees sent attendants to take him. Jesus therefore said, Yet a little while I am with you, and I go to him who sent me. You will seek me, and will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come. The Jews therefore said among themselves, Where will this man go that we will not find him? Will he go to the dispersion among the Greeks, and teach the Greeks? What is this word that he said, You will seek me, and will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come? Some of the multitude therefore, when they heard these words, said, This is of a truth the prophet. Others said, This is the Christ. But some said, What, does the Christ come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes of the seed of David, and from Bethlehem, the village where David was? So there arose a division in the multitude because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. The attendants therefore came to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to them, Why didn't you bring him? The attendants answered, Never did man so speak. The Pharisees therefore answered them, Are you also led astray? Has any of the rulers believed on him, or of the Pharisees? But this multitude that doesn't know the law are accursed. Nicodemus, he who came to him before, being one of them, says to them, Does our law judge a man, except it first hear from him and know what he does? They answered and said to him, Are you also of Galilee? Search, and see that out of Galilee rises no prophet.